I sat in the back seat with Sam because he was just inconsolably crying. And it's a good thing that I did, because when we drove past Market Mall, he stopped breathing. I had to give him a sternal rub in his car seat because his head was just rolling around the back seat and his eyes were rolling back.
If I only had two words left to say.
So we pulled up to the emergency room doors and he jumped out of the front seat and I unbuckled Sam and passed him through. Drew took him and ran into Emerge, like right past the lineup into triage, and they ran him into the trauma room and they just jumped into action.
You've never left my
Instantly, there was like 20 people. There were lines going in, people calling for antibiotics and oxygen.
Thank you for the life you've given me.
Everything was taken care of, and Sam, they saved his life.
Thank you.
They kept on saying to me, you did the right thing. You saved his life. And I kept on shaking my head. I had no idea what was going on. This was all, he's fine, isn't he? Like, what's happening?
For every tear,
I had no idea. In the back of my head, because I knew all this. I know what they're doing.
Thank you.
But I was in complete shock because this can't be happening. I worked at the Chilterns briefly when I first started nursing, and it's very different being on the other side. And I look over at my husband, and he is just holding on to me for dear life, and I didn't know what to do. And they kept on saying, do you want to sit down? No, because I am not going to get back up. So they started the antibiotics and gave me antibiotics just to be safe, and then they looked at his heart, and that's when they saw that he only had really half a heart.
I embrace one who pulls.
The left side of Sam's heart, which pumps the blood to the rest of his body, never developed. So Sam has had 4 open heart surgeries before the age of 5 months.
Thank you.
Today, Sam is home and he's happy. And we're going to get big and fat. And you're due for another surgery, probably between the age of 2 and 3, for the last repair of his heart.
Thank you.
That right side of his heart is not meant to do the job for both sides. So at some point, it will fail.
Thank you.
He will probably need a transplant. I hope that we will be able to go as far as we can without that. That maybe by the time that he needs that, that some sort of technology will come around. Some sort of replacement, you know, like some sort of medical miracle to save his life. I've talked to a lot of doctors, a lot of residents. The one doctor was saying, he's like, you know, maybe Sam will be a candidate for an LVAD, like the left ventricle assist device. So, you know, instead of having a transplant, it'll just be a little device in his chest that will help his heart pump.
For sharing all your love and all your dreams.
It'll just be something that sits underneath his bed, and as he sleeps, it'll recharge the batteries. And, like, that's the type of technology that might be out there in the future. That's what could be out there. They're working on it.
Thank you.
I'm not going to treat Sam any differently than I would Kate or any other baby. He's just going to be a regular little boy, you know? He's got a bum ticker, is what we call it. And if he wants to run and jump and play and try and keep up with the other kids, go for it. You know, we're not going to stop him. He's going to know his limits and we'll respect them, and that's the way he's going to be.
And when I wait,
Chilterns by far is the most amazing. They love Mr. Sam on Unit 2. The nurses there, they are truly amazing people.
Who pulls me through the storm?
And being a nurse, I know what it's like. How much they mean to me.
Thank you.
How much their care and their smiles, how much I felt their love every day. Everything that they did for me, every little tiny thing that they did for Sam and I appreciate it.
Thank you for every tear.
If they tucked Sam in at night, if they warmed his formula, if they took time to warm up their stethoscopes, if they talked to him when they assessed him. Whether or not they think it made a difference, it did. And I noticed every single thing. It made me realize how much I love what I do, because I always have. We really do have a world-class facility.
You've never let me down. It's like you
don't. We don't know how lucky we are to have a hospital like that in our backyard.
Thank you. Thank you for the life you've given me.
If you've never had to use the Children's, then good for you.
Thank you.
You know, you'll hear that it's a world-class facility and it's a beautiful place, but it really is something amazing when you live there, because I really did live there, and I can't say thanks enough. They gave me a home for me and my baby.
Thank you.